Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to continue, as the EFTA country Iceland, member of the European Economic Area, aligned themselves with the statement. Protocol 5 to the CCW on explosive remnants of war provides a platform for victim assistance. Where possible, we support seeking synergies in the implementation of Protocol 5 with other relevant disarmament instruments, such as the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and Convention on Cluster Munitions, especially on victim assistance, clearance, and survey. The European Union reaffirms its commitments to continue to provide assistance to save lives and to bring tangible benefits for communities in affected areas, creating new opportunities for growth and stability. The EU contributes towards this through its commitment to mine action, which also addresses ERWV. For the EU, victim assistance remains a core component of its mine action assistance. We reaffirm that for victim assistance efforts to be sustainable in the long term, they need to be integrated into broader disability policies. Where needed, we must support states' parties in the integration of victim assistance into their national policies and legal frameworks in a non-discriminatory and gender-sensitive manner. As the world's leading humanitarian donor, the EU and its member states continue to provide significant funding to mine action, especially in the fields of risk education, clearance, stockpile destruction, and victim assistance. The assistance provided by the EU in 2022 amounted up to 90 million euros for 20 mine-affected countries, including Armenia, Azerbaijan, Colombia, Libya, Somalia, Ukraine, and Yemen. An additional program of up to 25 million euros was adopted to support Ukraine's demining of the territories liberated from Russian occupation. Moreover, the EU attaches the utmost importance to transparency and confidence building in the implementation of Protocol 5. We encourage